When I wake up, I know the journey that it takes for me to find my greatness. And it's hard. Nothing is easy. Nothing just like, oh, I wake up and I just do this or I do that. Or it just, you know, I watch people every day go through life and it's so easy. For me to be where I'm at today, it takes every bit of me. So when I speak about it, and as I get going here, you'll start seeing me, the tempo will rise. The passion will come out because I'm back there. I'm doing what I do every day to become a human being. And so nothing is easy. Like running is running. It sucks. But you have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes. It takes that misunderstanding of people, and they'll never get it because they were never David Goggins. So that is what it takes for me to do what I do. It may take you something differently. So for me, everything has to be in the study. Everything has to be into this. Everything has to be in everywhere I am. It has to be there. Me, focused where I am. That's why you're my second podcast I've done since Rogan, since the book came out. I don't have time for that shit. Because if I want to be great, I'm not trying to maximize money or maximize people knowing me. I do these things because maybe someone out there will understand me and get it and say, I can grow from this guy. I wanted to be the guy that people looked at, whether they liked me or not, and said, this guy is never going to stop. I didn't care if I won. I just wanted to be the person who kept getting back up, no matter how many times life knocked me down. I wanted to go the distance, and that mindset drove me beyond what I thought was possible. I have the ability to see the end before the beginning even begins. And what that means is I know that to get to the very end, I can see it right now. So before I went to Buds and I was losing all this fucking weight and shit, I saw myself walking across the fucking stage at 191 fucking pounds. That's what I had to get to get into the door. I saw myself 6 months, a year later, whatever it's going to take me to do it. I saw myself walking across that stage, getting that fucking certificate of graduation from Buds. And I was able to be there at 300 fucking pounds. And that feeling that I was nowhere near that fucking feeling, I was able to put myself there a million times every fucking day. And that feeling of like, my God, that is going to feel fucking amazing. That's what made me suffer. That's what allowed the pain to be real and say, this is worth it. I want to feel for this fucking next 18 months. It took me 18 fucking months to finally become a Navy SEAL, to finally, you know, just get through Buds. 18 months, it's 6 months, it took me 18. That's what woke me up every fucking morning was, I'm gonna put myself through this much fucking pain and suffering for a few seconds. That's all it is. A few seconds of joy. And it's so fucking worth it, man. That's what people don't get. So I'm able to put myself at the finish line, even though I have no finish line, but at the finish line of an event before I even start the motherfucker to say, how are you gonna feel at the end of this? I was a scared, insecure kid my whole life. I ran away from challenges, but that voice inside me never let me give up completely. I realized I had to create a version of myself that didn't exist yet. Someone who could endure pain, suffering, and the judgment of others. I had to build a calloused mind, and I did it through relentless effort. I stopped making excuses. Rain, pain, exhaustion, none of it mattered anymore. I faced every fear, every weakness, and made the decision that nothing was going to stop me from becoming who I needed to be. Man, you're gonna have to fucking suffer to go from this fat, insecure motherfucker to one of the best guys on the planet Earth. This journey is gonna take something that is gonna be incomprehensible to most people. And these different visualizations, how I visualize them in my self-talk, it became so nasty and dirty that I almost liked the fact that I went 0.25. So it became from being defeated to like, man, all right, motherfucker, maybe, you know, maybe tomorrow we can go 0.75. You know, it just became this different mindset. I turned negatives into positives. So I would take it like, who would even think about doing this? So I would sit on my couch saying, who at 297, who can't fucking swim that great, who's scared of the fucking water, would have the fucking balls? Who had the balls to fucking man up, quit a job, and go and just put everything on himself? So it's how I started talking to myself and putting myself in a whole different category, and that would fuel me the next day. And I just kept using that as fuel. No one would do this shit. No one would do this shit. You're the baddest motherfucker around. You're the baddest motherfucker ever live. And I just kept fueling me with the right kind of message that I needed to hear that I was never telling myself. And through time, it became reality to myself. I can't live several lifetimes. I can't. Because the knowledge I need to gain for this life I live in today, I need two or three or four lifetimes to be where I want to go. Ultra gives it to me in fucking high definition real fast. 62 hours, you go out there fucking suffer, you come back, oh, that was 62 hours. I gained 7 fucking years of knowledge. The ups and downs, the pain, the suffering, you learn how to chunk this down. Like, oh my God, man, I'm at mile 100. How the fuck am I gonna get to mile 118? Yeah, everything becomes, you start to learn life out there, and you learn so much in such a condensed period of time, and nothing in the world can do it like pushing yourself to the absolute limit. I call it like, so people have talent. People have a lot of talent. And this is going beyond your talent. So when there's no more talent, what happens to you? Most people quit. People only go to their talent level. And once your talent level is gone, it becomes a mental game. The whole mental game sets in then. And most people can only perform to their talent. And they realize, man, why am I always messing up right here? Why is this like my big hurdle? It's because you're performing to your talent. And then after that, your mind has nothing for you. Nothing for you. I see fighters, I see runners, I see people who they're great, but they get to the edge of their talent. It's like, man, what's up? Because you're now at the point now where your talent ain't gonna do shit for you, my friend. Now it's the mental game. And that's where people get lost in life, get lost in that next level. And that next level is found for me in the things that I do. I'm just misunderstood. That's how scary the mind is. And that's what I started realizing through this journey, is that once I got a taste of, wow, man, I haven't even begun to crack what the mind is capable of. And what I started realizing is on the other end of suffering, that's the real growth of life. Because you realize how the mind processes shit. And I talk about another thing called theory and practice. A lot of people are theorists. These smart guys that read these fucking books and shit, man, and they sit down, they tell you what the mind is supposed to do. And a lot of us listen to that shit. It becomes like, this is it, man. This old man who has been studying the mind forever, this is the cap that we have. By being a practitioner, I went out and realized a lot of these guys are so wrong, man. The mind has capabilities that are so unknown. And I found that through suffering. And there's a whole nother world on the other end of that. I call that my 40% rule, where like a car has a governor on it. It can go 130, you know, the governor's only gonna go 91. And the whole thing about that, it's a true statement, you know, like what you said, our mind wants to protect us. The mind is like, honestly, it has a tactical advantage over us. It knows our deepest, darkest fears or insecurities. It knows where we start to feel, we start getting that doubt creeping that says, hey man, you know what, man, maybe this isn't good. Let's go back home to the wife. Let's go back home to the kids. This is not comfortable. So in that moment, the mind directs us. It's a protective mechanism. It saves us from doing bodily harm, or it really saves us from discovering that the mind's like, I want to be in charge of you. I don't want you to be in charge of me. So it tells you, let's just stop right here. But once you start breaking through that barrier and start breaking down that governor that you've put in your mind, because we forget we are in control of our mind. We believe it's the other way around. No, we put in our minds what we should do, but we believe our mind is telling us, it's giving us all this feedback. We have to reprogram it and tell us, no, we're good. We're good, this sucks. But it's okay. You have to learn to cap success. So what I do is, like right now, I don't like doing podcasts. There's a lot of things I don't do that I have to do now to get the message out there to help people out. And what I mean by capping success, I believe everybody should live their life. So everything that someone says in life, take it with a grain of salt. Take what they give and don't be like, oh, David Goggins said this or whoever said this. No, do not take what I say and do exactly what I say. So for me, what makes me who I am, because my mission is very different than yours or anybody else's. I have to go into a situation where, okay, I'm a guy who wants to make people better. For people to get better, I have to continuously get better myself. For me to do that, I can't just say, oh, I have this resume. The resume is there forever. I'm good. I have to cap my success, because for me to help people out, I can't just say I did it once and I'm good. I have to continue to reinvent the wheel of the mind and figure out more and more ways for you to pull. Because if I have a cookie cutter message, it may hit 5 people out of 25. You just failed. My message needs to be in a way where I can hit all 25 people. It needs to be broad enough to where all 25 people may not like the message, but they're getting something from it. And that is evolution. You must continue to evolve. And you don't evolve, for me, in my job, unless I cap myself somewhere and say, okay, you made this much money, get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab, because that's where the knowledge came from. So for me, I must cap myself so I can come back with better, more unique knowledge versus the all that cookie cutter knowledge that's out there. That's why people buy the books I have, because it's not cookie cutter. It's real knowledge.